to go fish in Ontario, what .com site would you punch up? Good morning, John.
GoFishing.com.
Negatory.
Let's go to Rick.
Fishing Ontario.
Nope-er.
Ron Quickly.
Outdoor Adventures.
Yow.
Stephen Berry.
FishingOntario.com.
Quickly, Sean.
GoFishOntario.ca.
Come on, guys.
Ron and Mississauga.
www.GoFishInOntario.com.
Thank you. Thank you. See?
That music, of course, is our Go Fish in Ontario segment, where we feature beautiful little lodges all around the province and the great fishing opportunities that happen with them. And on the line, he's an hour north of Huntsville, west of Highway 11. It's Pine Lake Camp. It's located near Loring, Ontario. It's an open all-year camp. It offers fishing, hunting, ATV. And the fishing, they have a few species, but their claim to fame is big largemouth bass. And then now, as soon as you say that, you get Steve and my and Angelo's attention in a little more than normal, let's say, because it's kind of odd seeing the largemouth come up there. A lot of times in the northern part of the province, it's smallmouth bass, it's walleye, it's pike, et cetera, et cetera. But so joining us this morning is Paul Hodgins from the lodge. Welcome, Paul. How you doing, bud?
Good, sir. How are you?
We're doing great here. We're trying to push this show through, sitting in for Angelo Waiolo.
Yeah,
we're covering Angelo Waiolo.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, hopefully he gets better soon.
Oh, I know. You know what? After hearing this show, he's going to be back. He's going to be back in tomorrow, probably right after the show.
Yeah.
He's going to be in here.
Yeah,
he's going to say,
probably,
okay, what the hell was that?
Yeah, exactly.
No, he's a tough man. He's going to be back, I guarantee you.
He's going to do well.
Oh, yeah,
well,
for
excellent.
Sure.
That's excellent.
How about some details on your camp, the location? Is it a boat-in camp?
Yeah,
ATV,
we're remote access, but we're not on an island. We're on the mainland, but remote access. It's 3 miles from the landing to where you park your truck to the camp. Not a very long boat ride. We also access by ATV or snowmobile, but it's all can't bring your vehicle here. So, just like you said, we're just outside of Loring, and it's right actually. Loring's right between Highway 11 and Highway 69, so you can travel either way. Travel either way, whichever way you're into. Come one way, go home another. It's a nice drive either way. So
yeah, it's not that bad from the GTA for sure.
No, it's not bad at all. You know, like you said, pardon me.
What body of water are you on?
We're on the. It's called the Wolf River system, but we're actually on Pine Lake. We're on Pine Lake, but you start at the Wolf River Bridge and head down this way. So it's a river system going into the Pickerel.
Yeah, that's why I asked about that. They said Pine Lake Camp, but then I saw the Wolf River written in there. And
it's
one of these river systems that
obviously
has a lot. It's a very complex system. Tell us about your fishing there. That's what everybody wants to know about.
Yeah. The fishing is excellent. It's not very populated, other than a few neighbors that have cottages, and then the locals from town will fish here. But other than that, just our camp have people. So sometimes you'll fish for the whole week and maybe only see one or two other boats. Just like you had said, the bass, large and smallmouth, is excellent. Mm-hmm. The pike is excellent. The pickerel you work for, but it's very good as well. And then there's some really good, some guys come to target the crappie as well. But the bass fishing is crazy. Like the we have a lot of people that come just for that. So it's very good.
You've really spiked my interest in particular when you're talking big largemouth.
Yeah. Now, in your mind, what are you happy with as far as a big largemouth bass pound wise?
The number that normally is used in largemouth bass, just to let everybody know, the number that we all kind of look for is a sort of a 20-inch, 5-pound largemouth. That's kind of one that you try to attain for a trophy.
There was some probably fourth generation American clientele here last week, and a father and son probably hit on, I would probably, without exaggerating, say they probably got 10 of those.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
Paul,
10 of those.
We've got to hold that thought.
Yep.
We've got to take a quick break.
Sure.
This is Peter, Steve, and Paul on the Outdoor Journal Radio Show. Don't you dare go away.
go fish in Ontario, what .com site would you punch up? Good morning, John.
GoFishing.com.
Negatory.
Let's go to Rick.
Fishing Ontario.
Helper.
Ron Quickly.
Outdoor Adventures.
Yow.
Stephen Barry.
Fishingontario.com.
Quickly, Sean.
GoFishOntario.ca.
Come on, guys.
Ron and Mississauga.
www.GoFishInOntario.com.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. See?
Welcome back to the Outdoor Journal Radio Show, live on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and online at odjradio.com. My name is Pete Bowman, sitting in for Angela Boyle, Pete Bowman of Fishing Canada, of course. If you do know me, if you don't, then check out the Fishing Canada television show, of course. Beside me, sitting with me, because I know Angela does the show by himself, but I ain't never going to do this show by myself. This is Mr. Steve Nidzwicki, former owner of Chaudière Lodge, and now new co-host of the Fishing Canada show.
Thank you.
Looking good, looking fine.
Thank you.
Across the room from me, behind the glass, is Joe Gorskowski, sitting in for Stephen Labadie, who's at a first aid course right now. And we're sitting in for an ailing and recovering Angelo Viola, who is listening right now. I guarantee you he's listening right now, chomping at the bit to get back, and he will be back probably next week, or hopefully he'll be back. I'm not going to make any promises, but hopefully he'll be back next week. And on the line, that music was, of course, for our Go Fish in Ontario segment. Our guest is Paul Hodgins from the Wolf River Wolf River system. It's Pine Lake on Wolf River system. I got to get that straight because these river systems always confuse me. Paul, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And when we left, Paul said, what was the number that you look for in largemouth bass? I told him like a 20-inch, 21-inch, 5-pound. 5-pound is the mark that we look for. And you said that the guys there caught how many 5-pounders in their trip?
No, they would have been into probably 10 or more from just what they told me when I had talked to them. I saw they brought a couple of back yesterday that were that size for sure.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
You got to stop those.
2 weeks. Sorry to interrupt. 2 weeks ago, just a family, husband and wife, and the kids. The wife caught a 5.5-pound right off the dock in front of the cottage.
Really? And these are genuine 5-pounders, not like the what the people sometimes, oh, look at the 5-pounder, and ends up being a 3.75 to 4.25.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Really?
Not for, you know, there's a picture on the Facebook page of them, and you can check it out and see what your judgment is, but that's...
Right on.
Definitely in that 3 to 5, there's lots of them.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, especially the local guys, they talk to them, they like I said, the people from town that don't have places, they seem to come here anyways, and then there's endless possibilities where they could go, right? So
that says a lot.
Now, Paul, how many cottages and what size and amenities do you offer at your operation?
We're just a smaller camp. The camp in its heyday was in the 30s and 40s was 12 cottages, but we're just down to three places. But our one, which is great for families and big groups of guys or big groups of fishermen, our one place right on the water is 5 bedrooms, 18 beds, sleeps 24 people.
So he's nice, a party house.
Yeah, so generations, like we have 4 generations of people come right from the great-grandkids right up to the grandma and grandpa, you know, and get to stay under one roof. And it'll service the whole crew.
Amazing.
The cooking, the area to sit, you know, the bedrooms, the whole bed. It works out really well. And it's 5 feet from the water. From the steps
Fantastic.
To your dock, so
that's the way to have a family outing or a bunch
it
of friends.
It is, it is, and we've really regenerated that with we have some nice, you know, swim rafts and mats for the kids, pedal boats, kayaks are all included in the rental, you know. So when you come and, you know, dad wants to fish and with the kids, and you know, this time of year they're catching that kind of fish, so that's wonderful. But you still have all the fun stuff too, right?
Great.
So, and then we have another place at the water is just a small little cabin that sleeps 4. You can put 6 in it, but we promote 4 people in it. It's comfortable with 4.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What's the cost for a few days, and how can people get a hold of you?
Well, we have a website, which is www.pinelakecampwolfriver.com. We still run it traditionally in the summer. We run it... Saturday to Saturday, just like the old days. for the rentals. And then in the spring and in the fall, though, to regenerate business and to get people to come out and try, we put on spring fishing packages and fall fishing packages where you can come for Friday to Sunday, minimum of two people. You get accommodations and a boat and motor included for $200 a person.
Wow.
Excellent, Paul.
And so you could bring your guys and bring up to 10 guys, or just the two of you wanted to come for the weekend and check it out. We're fine with that, too.
Done.
Yeah. We offer, if you wanted to, you can stay till the Monday for an extra $50. So.
Perfect.
Excellent. And then week long.
Paul, we got to cut her short, buddy. We're already into the next segment. I'm sorry to cut you off like that, but I think people can certainly get a hold of you. They go to Pine Lake Camp. WolfRiver.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly
it. You get a hold of Paul and see his outfit, and obviously there's some fantastic fishing to be had, and he's got facilities for everybody to from small parties to big parties. So, Paul, thanks so much for being with us. Sorry to cut you off, but we got to get
on. No, that's fine, sir. Thank you very much. Very honored to even be asked. So,
Buddy. Paul from Pine Lake Camp, WolfRiver.com. Check it out if you want to catch some big old largemouth, because I think Angela and I will probably be checking that out very shortly.